I'm not sure. What is it happening? CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. The last two songs you heard were from Gorgon City. I have been on a Gorgon City kick the last while, so that first one was All That You Need, and then the last one was Voodoo. And so this is very, very UK EDM, but so good.
It was good, yeah.
Would recommend.
Enjoyed it. Okay, so we are back for continuing this, these questioning rampages, kind of. I don't really know what we're
kind of circling
we're doing
around
today. But that's okay. I did have a question that I just wanted to bring up on the show because it just came to me yesterday night at maybe like 2 a.m.-ish. And I was like, okay, so we know, and forgive me if I sound stupid, but this is just what I was thinking. So we know, like, why we need water, like, biologically, we're like, okay, we need water to fulfill these certain, I don't even know, I can't explain, like, we know why we need water to fulfill these certain, like, biological systems, but why do we need water? You know what I mean? On a more, like, existential, like, why is it that this liquid provides us with, basically, it's like our life force? Like, that's what I'm kind of wondering, and science has a lot of DJ Coco is just
my face right now. I am like borderline a biology major, so this is
I'm not discrediting science at all. But
I'm intrigued.
It's like they have explanations, but they don't have an explanation for like a deeper meaning of the question. It feels very like, oh yeah, why do we need water? It's like, oh, because of this. But then why like I just want to know like why is it that water provides us with the ability to keep on living? And you could say like same with air, same with anything, and we can extend this question to everything. So my question is like, do we really know anything, or can we just explain our observations without knowing anything?
I don't know why, but I still can't understand the question. Like, so you're saying that we need water, but why do we need water?
Yeah, like, for example, we need sleep, and there's still kind of like a divided answer on why we need sleep. But
right.
They think it's regenerative, or, you know, it helps us combat, or it helps our immune systems or something like that. But why, like, why do we need that? Like, why do we need to power down every night and then just wake up, like, to live? Something, like, I'm just, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do understand. I feel like the obvious answer would just be to stay alive.
But then why do we need that to stay alive? You know what I'm like?
Yeah,
this is something I can't answer myself.
Out of the reach of our human knowledge realm
here. Yeah, there's just all of these kind of explanations for everything that we do out there. Like, okay, I can't even get into this right now. I'm sorry, guys. I'm also a bit tired, but yeah, we just have all of these explanations. Like, yeah, we have, they're very scientific, like CO2 is like it goes into O2 and we're breathing because of this and this, but it's like, why? Like, yeah, okay, I understand like the explanation, but why do we do that?
I mean, if we don't breathe CO2 out,
but why
then we would die. We would just die.
Yeah.
I think the fact that we would just die if we didn't have these functions is the obvious question.
Why would we die without those things?
I mean, if you had too much CO2 built up in your system, you would have acidiosis. So then your blood would get really acidic from the buildup of protons, but that would kill you. But this is what I'm trying to say.
There's certain things that we need to survive and certain things that are poisonous to us, right? But these, it just feels like very arbitrary and random to me. Like, okay, I know it's not random, but it's kind of like, okay, yeah, like H2O we need, right? But then too much CO2.
This is the most slumber party talk we've ever done. Because I don't know.
Like, it feels arbitrary to me. Like, it's just kind of like thrown out there, like, yeah, okay, we need water to survive. We need air to survive. We need food. But certain kinds of food are bad. But why? But for other animals, it's okay. Like, you know, that kind of thing is just like, why? Why? So that's my question.
Some deep thoughts at 3 a.m. here.
Yeah, so I had that thought about water last night. I still haven't been able to answer it myself.
Because all I can think is just the obvious blaring answer, which is just like to stay alive, to keep our body functioning, because our body would break down if we didn't have enough sleep, or if we didn't have CO2 go out and oxygen go in. But you're saying, like, why do we even need the oxygen going in?
Yeah, like, it feels like body? Not to say, like, somebody decided that we needed water, oxygen to survive, but it definitely...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, evolution's got evolution, a big play. Yeah. And all
these apes.
There's probably
some, like, evolutionary reason why we need, or, like, why we developed the need for water to survive, because Earth was covered in water at a certain point, and that's probably right. why we need it, because that's, like, the only thing we had access to. But
where do you think humans came from? Just question. Like, do you think, like, what's your standpoint on...
What's my opinion on where humans came from? I don't know, evolutionary-wise, or just, like... Where did any life come from? Because that's more my question. Like, I know that humans came from monkeys, which came from this and this and this, which came from some bacteria floating on Earth. But it's like, what was that step, like the big bang of our Earth, where life started like suddenly flourishing? That's what I'm like, I don't know.
Cyanobacteria. I've taken too many biology classes.
Like, where do you
think? I just have the quantitative answers, but I don't really have qualitative answers. Because, yeah, I don't. Like, what is... Because it is the Big Bang Theory. It is a theory. Yeah. We still don't have a definite answer.
I don't know too much about the Big Bang Theory, but it just seems too easy in a way. Like, everything just appeared. It was just like a Big Bang, and then everything we have existed. Like, what do you mean? That seems like...
Okay, yeah, I do agree with that. That's... I find it... Just, I can't wrap my head around it.
Or yeah, the fact that's that another
we have
thing.
A moon floating around the Earth.
And why does the moon control the Earth's tides? Like, is it just like a little
coincidence,
or is it?
There is scientific evidence for this, but just the reason of why does it do that? Like,
yeah,
we know why, but why?
Yeah, like, why?
That's not a good
question. That's the question. That's the question.
Why? For the why?
Because, yeah, we can answer certain things on a certain level, but we can't answer the why on a deeper, not necessarily a deeper level, but on a more existential level of, like,
right.
why we do certain things, or, like, why do we reproduce? Like, okay, yeah, we reproduce to continue the human race, and that's what living things want to do, but why do living things want to do that? Like, why is that...
Why do we even reproduce?
Like,
in the first
one of our
place?
Like, why is that our life goal? Or, like, why is that a living thing's life goal?
Because evolution's our short-term goal, but why do we even do evolution?
Is evolution a goal, though?
I guess to
like,
continue
where are we
the
going?
Population. Where are we going? We're going up. Yeah. We're going up, baby. I don't know, man.
Straight to the top.
Straight to the top. Yeah, there's no answer to anything. I feel like this is such a defining 20s moment of just being like, why are we here?
Yeah, it's just kind of a moment of, this is just going to be the rest of my moments, you know?
Yes, like, the moments of, what are we doing? Why are we at school?
Yeah.
What is going on?
That's just like, yeah, anyways.
Yeah, I feel like this is a question that all humans have at one point in their lives is, what are we doing? And I don't know how people just go moving forward with their lives. I guess you just have to with responsibilities, and we'll have to as well. But
yeah, you can't. Like, you can't ignore it, but you also can't do anything about it. So you're just in this limbo of, like, okay. Like, thinking about it isn't going to do anything, right? So you're just going to keep moving on. But I guess some people can't move on sometimes.
But maybe that's good, though.
Not being able to move on?
Or no, not being... Do we know anything? Like, should we even know the reason why behind the why? Is it better to be
ignorant?
I
don't think we need to. We don't really need to know that much other than, like, how to survive for ourselves and, I don't know, like, how to treat people or whatever, but we don't need to. It's just something that I've kind of observed is that we think we have a lot of answers about certain things.
Yeah.
But when you keep like going and asking and asking and asking, mm-hmm. it almost feels like religion in a way, like science.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, they're like, oh, well, God created this, but it's like, why did he create this? It's because he loves us. Like, why does he love us? And then it's like, it just keeps going and you can't actually get
to the
source
of
the question. So yeah.
I feel like I'm good with not knowing the root of the question. I'm more on an ignorant point.
It might, like, I don't know if I want to know the root of the question either. Like, I don't think that's what we should know, because we're not, you know, nobody. Like, why should we know that?
That's why movies like The Matrix were so popular, because I feel like we're all humans who wonder, is there actually a root why to everything? And maybe we are just in a simulation.
Yeah.
But it can get a little dark with this, and I feel like sometimes putting too much thought into it.
Yeah, it's kind of like just enjoy the ride, you know.
Yeah, I think that's the general consensus, is just enjoy your time here and then go somewhere.
But why? Why even enjoy your time? What's the point?
Why should we enjoy our time? I don't know.
That's fine.
That's the answer. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the answer for all of humankind, is that we don't know.
Yeah.
So, but
In conclusion,
no answer.
No
comment.
Yeah.
But yeah, just something to ponder about. You've probably done it before out there.
Yeah.
At a certain time in your life, but I don't think it will ever be answered. But I do agree with the science part of why things happen, but yeah, I wouldn't. I honestly don't know.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Well. Anyways, great question posed.
Wow.
DJ Star.
Thank you so much.
Do you have another one as well?
I had another one.
Oh man, here we go.
It's what makes you you.
Ooh.
But that's a hard one, because then it gets into, do we have a soul? Are we just a collection of everyone we've ever met? Or is there a certain thing that was inside of you when you were in the womb? Or like, when do you become you? Is there a certain point where in the past you don't feel like that was you and now you feel more you?
And it's why? Why am I me?
Yeah.
Why aren't we just all robots?
Why am I me?
I mean, I like me. Do you like you? We're getting loopy here at this point.
I like me for the most part.
For the most part.
I used to not like myself that much, but
recently
I've grown to be like,
yeah.
If I had somebody like me in my life, I would be good with that. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like you too.
I think we should get back to the music.
Oh no, yeah, I'm giggling a little too much over here. So
yeah, it's been a long day.
Yeah, we've gone through a long,
almost 7 p.m. Which reminds me, Revolution Rock is coming on at 7 p.m. Followed by Vancouver at 8 p.m. with our music director Connor, who recommended that first song. So a little crossback. And yeah, thank you guys. I think we're going to do our goodbyes now.
Yeah, we're going to do our goodbyes. We have a couple more songs up, but yeah, thank you so much for being here. We'll be back for next Tuesday, 6 to 7. I think we're going to have a more structured topic or music show, depends. But yeah, today was kind of free.
free talk. Yeah, that's definitely what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next song is Heaven by Knitting. So thank you all for listening to Slumber Party.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. And good night. Goodbye.
Love you.
gmail.com.
You're listening to CJ.